Hello and welcome to Sounds of the Bizarre, live from the Joint Technology Enhanced Learning Summer School in Ockred. And as you can hear, we got a great bunch together. Today's show is from a workshop. It's from a workshop. We put it all together in the last hour and a half. It's a workshop as a result of the summer school. The summer school's got some 40 students, 40, 50 students, and 18 or so teachers, perhaps more, from all over Europe and beyond, all gathered together for a week to discuss, present papers, have workshops, discuss ideas, all around technology-enhanced learning. A lot of the features which are put together for the show, they're going to be explaining what's been happening. We've got different perspectives coming on it from the point of view of students, from the point of view of teachers, from the organising committee, and some of the staff from the hotel who've been really helpful in allowing us to do this. In a moment, we're a technical problem. We've only got one microphone working today, but that's okay because we're going to give you a bit more music for the sounds of the summer, the sounds of the bizarre. But first, I'm going to hand over to my co-presenter, Maria Perifanu, who's going to explain this beautiful place we are today.
Hello, we are here in Ohrid, a very beautiful place from a former Yugoslavic Republic of Macedonia. We have here a beautiful, very beautiful summer day. And the gorgeous, really lovely, beautiful view.
Okay, and we're going to take a musical break now, and we'll be coming back talking to some of the students at the summer school about their experiences. Over to John, who's manning the decks today, and bring in the music.
Hi, my name is Andre. So I'm here with Mr. Hayati and Mr. Nuri. They are both PhD students coming from Turkey. So I'm going to start with Mr. Hayati. So can you please introduce yourself and what's your field of study?
Hello, everybody. I am Hayati Yıldırım from Turkey. I am working on my PhD in Kocaeli University. Kocaeli is a city just next to Istanbul. This is actually today is its third day and the perfect summer school happening in Ohrid, in former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia. And the first and important thing that I should say, some tens of students coming from about 20 countries from all over the world. And the most important thing is that collaboration and cooperation between them. I'm looking for prospective projects and works important. And during the last 2 days, from beginning of morning to until even evening sessions, several workshops and PhD presentations I have seen, and they were all really contextualized, and some of them have been seem to be finished already, and they were all great. I'm trying to make use of them in my research and prospective researches.
Okay, and one more question. What do you think it will be better in a next summer school?
Well, as far as I know, this summer school has been done for about 5 years. This is the sixth one, I believe. And next time, I think the organizers are getting experienced more, and maybe a little bit more students could be participated. Maybe 50% more would be better, I think.
Okay, and now here is Mr. Nuri, a PhD student from Computer Education and Instructional Technologies. So, what I would like to ask you, what you have learned from GTL's summer school, from workshops for PhD students' presentation, and from collaborative work?
Hello, everyone. I can say that I have learned a lot of concepts from the summer school. For instance, orchestrating learning, connecting learners are some of the important terms that I focused on during the sessions. I also believe that social groups and relations with other staffs, other academic people and other PhD students also contributed to my academic developing. And finally, I want to say that this summer school has given me a chance to follow the other PhD students' work about our field. So I can conclude that this summer school has been very effective. Thank you.
So, and what do you think it will be better in a next summer school?
I think in the next summer school, there should be sessions about how to write effective proposals, how to conduct a quality research, especially for young researchers. This is the thing I want to say about this issue.
Okay, thank both of you for your time, and I'm passing the mic to...
Okay, thank you for that. We're going to go into a musical break now. We'll be coming back, and I'm not quite sure who we're talking to next, but we'll certainly be talking to. Don't go away. Keep listening to Sounds of the Bazaar, the Sounds of the Summer, live on Internet Radio.
Hello everyone, this is Derek Leone and we are here with one of the marvelous local organizers, and his name is Clement, and he will tell us a little bit of what is involved in the organization of summer school.
So, hello, my name is Clement Naumov and I'm a part of the organization committee of this GATL summer school organized in Ohrid. I've been also a part of the organization of the leisure time of the students and the teachers attending this school, also not only this year but also 2 years ago. So I participate as a guide, tourist guide, but nowadays, today, and during this school, this year, I'm also a little bit more involved in the organizing of the leisure time of the students, and I hope that everybody is having fun.
We surely are. And could you tell us a little bit more of Ohrid, like what's good to see around here, and what's a good time to come for people around the world?
So we are now, it's now June, and June, May and June until the beginning of July are the best months to organize such events like summer schools, seminaries, congresses. And after that, September and October are very, very nice parts of the year because it is not so hot. But as we can see now, the weather in Ohrid is getting warmer and warmer. So I will also use this chance to invite everybody who is listening to visit our country and to visit Ohrid, because here you have many, many possibilities, to organize many different events and also to spend your vacation, to come on holiday. So we warmly invite you to visit Macedonia and Ohrid.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, Graham, we're here, and I'd certainly double that up. It is a beautiful, amazing point. If you could see what I'm looking at, I'm near the balcony here, looking out over the lake, and the sun's on the lake, it's blue. And in the background, I guess that's Albania, we're seeing across these mountains, layers and layers of mountains, and we've got snow on the top of them. It is incredibly beautiful. So yeah, if you ever get the chance, not the easiest place to get to, I have to say, it took me 14 hours, but well worth it, wonderful place. Okay. And just to give you acknowledgements today, John Cook is behind the mixing deck today, looking very competent there, John. Got his computer on with a monitor. Over to the DJ, John. Play us some more music and we come back with some Vox Pops.
Hello, everybody, and we have some summer school participants here. Let's go talk to somebody. What's your name?
My name is Antonio.
Where are you from, Antonio?
From Guatemala.
Okay, well, are you enjoying your time here?
Yes, yes, a lot. I mean, it's a really nice city, and the people around in the summer school and participating in it are very nice. So, yes, I'm enjoying it very much.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to the next one. Hi, what's your name?
Andre.
Nice to meet you, Andre. Where are you from?
I'm from Slovenia.
Okay, what did you enjoy the most in the summer school?
Well, I enjoyed the weather, the surrounding, the nature, meeting new people, getting new ideas for my future work.
That's brilliant. That's a lot of things. Thank you very much. Let's go move to the next one. Hi, what's your name?
Gonzalo.
Hi, Gonzalo. Where are you from?
Ecuador.
Ecuador. Fantastic. What did you enjoy about the summer school so far?
The sports.
Which sports did you join?
Tennis and basketball.
Oh, brilliant. Did you join the trip on Sednaum on Saturday?
No.
No, okay. Let's ask some people who have joined. Have you joined?
Yes, I was there on Sunday.
Okay, what did you enjoy the most on the journey?
I really liked the boat trip, and I liked that it didn't rain, although it was supposed to rain, and we had sun all the time, so I really liked that. And it was good mood, and everyone's happy, so that was good.
Okay, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Maren, and I'm from Germany.
Okay, nice to meet you, Maren. Okay, and we have another special student here. Hi there. What's your name?
My name is Alev.
Where are you from, Alev?
I am from Turkey.
Okay, nice to meet you. What did you enjoy the most about the summer school?
Everything.
Would you recommend it to other students to come next year?
Yes, this was my second time. I was here 2 years ago. Yes, come to Citadel Summer School next year.
Okay, that's a great message. Okay, we have time for one more student. Hi, what's your name?
Olga.
Nice to meet you, Olga. Where are you from?
I'm from Moldova.
Okay, and is it your first time in a summer school?
Yes, it's my first time.
Okay, what would you recommend to students to join?
Yeah, I would invite everyone to join.
Okay, brilliant. Back to some music.
Yes, we have the organizing committee with us, and we would like to ask you, why are you organizing the pre-summer school, PhD summer school, sorry?
So, you know, I am highly convinced that, you know, the next generation you are representing is going to change, you know, education for good. So I think the opportunity to bring you all together and to, you know, enable interaction with experts in the field would obviously provide a very nice opportunity to change things. So you are the future and we are supporting you.
Thank you, that's very kind. And can we ask, why is it being organized exactly here in Ohrid?
Okay, I'll take that one. All previous summer schools, and I'm very thrilled that this is taking place now the fifth time, after a series staged originally in the ProLearn project, now continued with the support of Stellar and EATL and other European projects. All summer schools have been in remote, faraway places because we know, as a young community where people do not know each other, it's very important to cluster you together and allow you to build ties that you can take up in future collaboration to further our field. And the remote location just helps here. So that's why we went to this beautiful place, locked you in, and ordered a lot of sun to stipulate nice thoughts.
What do you think is the benefit of summer school regarding students?
It's probably a question I should be asking you. what would I hope that you would get out of it would be something about learning that is relevant to your PhD, and particularly in terms of developing an awareness of what all the different disciplines involved in TEL are, and developing awareness of the fact that we all speak different languages and we have different understandings of terms. So that's the first one in terms of your own learning. The other is sort of softer benefits like meeting people, developing confidence, standing up, doing presentations, getting presentation practice, that sort of thing.
Another benefit we hope we have managed to give here is by organizing the program into the three grand challenges, contextualizing, orchestrating, and connecting, we have hopefully established kind of a common framework so people know which areas they want to work on, how the field can be structured, and what state of the art we already have achieved. And we know this is a field with big achievements, but also a field with big problems. There's a lot of research work to be done in the future. And having this framework allows us to work closer together.
Oh, well, I want to add as well that it is really great that you can get a feedback, and you can get a feedback from the students, you can get a feedback from the teachers, so, and discuss the topics that you're interested in, that you research in. That is the great thing.
Thank you, Zeno. So, last question. Who should apply for next year?
Anyone with an interest in researching technology-enhanced learning. People who have come before, because I think it's very important to maintain the community, but also new people who are entering the field.
Hello, and now we are back on stage searching for some students. So, my dear, what? Oh, no, he's running just back around him. Okay, I think, oh, he's scared about me. Just take another one. So, why are they all running away? So, what's your name, where you're from, and do you enjoy the summer school?
My name is Turkan. I'm from Turkey and Ankara. I love the summer school, the lake and the hotel and wood is very nice, and the friends are beautiful, and I love to be here to be with the professors and share information and see the all the topics that is being studied by my
And what do you think was the best social event until now?
Actually, I was expecting to dance in the dance dance your PhD, but it didn't happen up to now. But I think the coolest event is this radio broadcasting.
That's a good answer, really good answer. So are you going to dance your PhD?
Yes, I'm actually planning to dance it later on.
Oh, well, we're looking really forward. So what's your name and where you're from?
I am Derek from Guatemala, well, from Madrid right now.
So let us look around who's still here. So what's your name, where you're from, and do you enjoy the summer school?
Yes, my name is Begum and I'm from Cyprus. Yes, I do enjoy and I still am enjoying the summer school.
No, that's good to know. Then let us go out to the smokers. Now here we have three wonderful smokers. So what's your name, where you're from, and do you enjoy the summer school?
My name is Ayman and I'm from Jordan. I'm smoking outside and I enjoy the summer school. Thank you.
What do you think was the best social event until now?
Well, I'd have to say the Petra Kutcher, because you get to know everyone.
They're quite nice. So they'll let us just look. Oh, actually, yeah. Who are you? Where are you from?
I'm Nuri. I come from Turkey, Middle East Technical University.
Okay, you're enjoying the summer school?
Yeah, it was really good experience, and I look forward to attend the next one.
That's really good to know. Then just the last one. Okay, Aldea, so what's your name once again?
Hi, my name is Andri. I'm from Cyprus. It's my first time at the summer school. I'm really enjoying my time here. I've learned so many things in just 2 days. And I'm really looking forward to the next one, actually.
Okay, then we are making some music now.
Well, hello, this is Derek again, and I am here with Amjor Neve from Stockholm, and he is going to let us know a little bit about these new ideas on how to improve the publication of information in our area.
Thank you, Derek. So this is the sixth summer school. I've been involved in all of them, both as an organizer, as a lecturer, but above all as a learner, because this is a great place to go if you want to understand what's happening in the technology-enhanced learning. And this area is of strategic importance, really, because, as Denis was saying, we're going to have to change education. And education is changing as we speak. And why is this? Basically because we all know that we're facing big problems on this earth. We are depleting our resources, we are running out of fresh air, polluting the environment, so we're going to have to basically change the way we do things. We have today a large-scale production society where we move materials across the planet, building cars in Japan, selling them in Europe, and vice versa. And this is backed up by a small-scale information society where we shut up about our good ideas, lock them into company boardrooms, and patent them. This is unsustainable, so we're going to have to do what I call the big switch, turning into more localized production using locally available material. This can be done by supported by globalized information, and this is why this community is of strategic importance. And especially the young people here, I'm probably the oldest one, I'm 62, but I feel I'm learning so much and I'm seeing so many opportunities in the young people around here, because they are filled with visions about what they want to do, how they want to change the world, what it is that they can contribute to this. And this big switch thing is absolutely vital. And we can do that basically by utilizing knowledge management ideas. I run a research group in knowledge management. That field can be used to support continuous learning to improve organizational performance. That's being done today within big corporations, but it should be applied to the biggest of all possible corporations, which is Humanity Incorporated, which is all of us on this planet, where everyone has a voice, because the days are over when we could talk about zero-sum games, you or me. Today, it's either all of us or none of us. It's either win-win or lose-lose. And this is why this community is so important, because we can help to globalize information in new ways. We can help to liberate learning, take it out of control of institutions that are outdated today, and really take advantage of the learning that has already escaped from the organized institutions, that has taken place in chaotic environments like YouTube, like LinkedIn, like Facebook, all that stuff, and that needs to be integrated and mediated with the traditional learning. If we can do that, then we can globalize information and localize production and create a collaborative survival together. That's why I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And now we are back to music.
Okay, you cut us in with some music, John. Okay, I'm afraid we're coming to the last item now. We've greatly enjoyed the show. I'll say a few points about that in a moment. But we've got our advert slot. Not sponsored by Google, I have to say. This is free ads. And first I'm going to have Frieda, who's going to do a quick blurb. This is about conferences, forthcoming events that you might want to go to yourself if you're listening to this program. Frieda.
So, I want to get you all to go to the MAPL workshop taking place this year at the ECTA conference in Nice, Barcelona, end of September.
Nice.
MAPLs. MAPLs are mashup personal learning environments. Personal learning environments are around us. They consist of tools that involve people, content artifacts in learning activities. And mashups are a nice end-user development way of Frankensteining together public web APIs with data, public and private in nature, and services on the web. Bringing that together in mashup PLEs is an interesting research stream. It's taking place now for the third time. And the nice thing is this year we also have travel grants available, a limited number. Submissions are still open till June 26th.
Where can people find out more, Frieda?
See on the summer school mailing list for the advertisement I send around, or send me an email to f.wild@open.ac.uk.
So that's it, the ECTA workshop on MAPLs, PLEs. If any of you don't know, PLEs are a personal learning environments, and we'll be putting up Friedlin's email address with the past notes for the with the notes that accompany in the podcast of this special issue of Sounds of the Bazaar. But talking of personal learning environments, we got a very exciting conference coming up, PLEs 2010 in Barcelona, and here's Maria to tell you all about it.
Hello, we would like really to welcome you in this very beautiful conference we will have in Barcelona. It will take place in the City Lab in Cornelia, some minutes outside of Barcelona. This is really an exciting event, first of all, because it is organizing by PhD students mostly, and we have also Graham that he's helping us with this. And we would really like you to come there and enjoy this really different event. It will be not something like all the other conferences. We will have some different formats, discussions, open discussion, debates, very good keynote speakers like Alec Kouros, who will come from Athabasca University of Canada. And I would like also to thank all the academic committee that really accepted to help us in this conference.
And Maria, if they want to find out more about it, how can they find out more?
They can find more. You can find us in internet. Just Google PLE Conference 2010 and you will find all the information. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you, Maria. And don't forget, so you've got the PLE Conference and you've got the MAPLs Workshop. Enough acronyms to keep you going. That's one thing we're very good at in our research is acronyms. Okay, it's that wind-up spot. It's a great program. I've really enjoyed it. I'm sorry it's coming to an end. I want to do a few thanks. Big thanks to John, who's been teching this program, DJ John. And another big thanks. I mean, when we started this, this program has been put together by a workshop which started only about 2 hours ago. We didn't know what was going to be on the program. We didn't have any contents. We didn't have a plan. It's all been done by the wonderful people. You could have heard some of this afternoon, about 20 of us in this room sitting in front, wonderful people. But I said at the beginning, I was trying to give roles, who wants to be the interviewer, who wants to go on the tech, etc. And I said, one role I want a floor manager. And everyone's saying, what's the floor manager? And no one really knew. And so I picked up Begum, sort of volunteered. It's the most difficult job running these programs because you're the person who's pointing, trying to get next. Begum, she's done a wonderful job. Wonderful job. Wonderful job by Begum. He's really kept everyone in order. You've got natural authority about you, I tell you. They all look scared. Thanks to everybody, to all the people who've done the interviews. Thanks to the Vox Pops. There were some very funny scenes, which sadly, not being video, being radio, you couldn't see, of people running around the room to try and escape our interviewers, but with Eva running behind, and they had no chance of escaping. It was really fun. And then, biggest of all, thanks to all of you who have put this program together. Give yourselves all a big round of applause. Fabulous time. You've been listening to Sounds of the Bazaar, the Sounds of the Summer, the Sounds of Internet Radio. Internet Radio live from the Tell Workshop, the Tell Summer School in Ockred. Wonderful time. Don't forget, come back for the next Sounds of the Bazaar live from the PLE 2010 conference, June the 6th from Barcelona. This is Graham Atwell from Sounds of the Bazaar signing out. You have been listening to Sounds of the Bazaar live!